This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike Ela, maybe Mark Score is with you on this January 2nd. Maybe you're considering your New Year's resolution. Maybe you've made one. And if you have, there's a good chance that it has something to do with mental health. Because Americans are concerned about their mental health. In fact, 53% of U.S. adults feel anxious about the uncertainty of 2026. And joining us now is Raul Andrews Jr., the executive director of the American Psychiatric Association. And Raul, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Well, thank you so much for having me. Just for your audience's benefit, I'm the executive director of the APA Foundation.
Gotcha.
We are the affiliated charity of the American Psychiatric Association.
Thank you so much. Well, I know a lot of people are interested in this conversation. A lot of anxiety in our country right now for various reasons. It could be political, could be economic, financial. It could be just the advent of social media and how the social media is breaking all of our brains. What are you seeing among American adults as we head into 2026?
So you're spot on, and this is a great question. We are encouraged at the APA Foundation because more than one in three Americans for 2026 say they plan to make a mental health-related New Year's resolution. And what that looks like is greater connectivity between the way we live our lives and an appreciation that there is no health without mental health. And the one in three this year is up 5% from last year's poll.
Wow, 5% already.
In just 1 year's time. Mm-hmm. And it's led by our youth, the 18 to 34 cohort. 58% of those Americans 18 to 34 are significantly reporting higher mental health resolutions than other adults in the poll.
You know, I was talking here with Mike earlier this morning about social media. It is so prominent. And he said he's going to be more intentional, or he has been more intentional,
yeah,
with not waking up in the morning and getting on social media right away. Is that the type of thing you're seeing, like intentionality with what we're consuming?
I believe that is exactly what the poll is telling us, and it's certainly what my doctors at the APA are sharing with me, that if we're more intentional about our do's and don'ts, that is going to have a positive benefit on our overall health, not just our mental health. And so, you know, one of the things I've done on the advice of our doctors at APA, I've turned off all my breaking news alerts. And so it doesn't force me to read something right before I go to bed. So it takes me to bed feeling off. But then when I get up first thing in the morning and I'm just trying to get my bearings straight to attack the day, and then I'm besieged with something that probably could have waited 5-10 minutes. So what we're encouraging people to do is try to give yourself a break in 2026. Start off maybe the first 5 minutes, first 10 minutes, just as close to silence as you can, and then turn on KMOK and let's get going.
You know, it's really interesting that you say that about the breaking news alerts. I have them on my phone, and obviously with my job, you know, I get those alerts. But I will say, the horrific tragedy that happened in Switzerland on New Year's Eve, where there was a fire in the bar in the ski town, and 40 people died, over 100 people injured. I woke up in the morning, and the first thing I saw was my phone had exploded with all of those news alerts about all of the death and tragedy. And it's not that I'm going to remain ignorant to it. I'm not. But it was almost like the first thing I saw getting out of bed, opening my eyes, I couldn't even, you know, get my bearings. And I was reading about one of the most horrific New Year's tragedies we've ever, you know, had. And that felt unhealthy because I'm not emotionally or mentally ready to absorb that news.
But Amy, I think you're stressing the importance to your audience. We're human beings. We're not human doers. And so you wouldn't be a human being if you didn't feel some kind of way about a tragedy like that or any kind of tragedy. The question is, what do we do with that tragedy once we've gotten it locked into our mindset, right? Are we going to continue to just follow every possible story, particularly for the non-journalist among us? Or are we going to say, you know, maybe that is a sign that we need to go and check our fire alarms in the house or the apartment? You know, a lot of times those buzzers go off, and instead of replacing the battery, you know, we just want to take the thing down. So maybe that's another thing we could be doing for our health is, you know, let's pray for those who are suffering and who we lost. But then how do we course correct for our own households?
I'm just curious in thinking about, you know, we're getting into the new year here. And a lot of times we started off today talking about New Year's resolutions and trying to do something different for the new year. What are your doctors saying are best practices that we should be doing to really try to get our own mental health well-being in order?
So first of all, we want to notice what the signs and symptoms of our stress happen to be, our distress. We know that physical health and fitness in the poll is one of the things that our doctors saw. We know that financial health also was a challenge. And so, you know, the things that we're talking about are you getting enough sleep? You know, one of the things the devices do, Mike, is it keeps us from getting restful sleep so we can recharge and reflect. You know, the other thing that we do is that we're not outside of whatever our activity of choice, we're not moving enough. You know, so we're sitting in a sedentary place, just incoming, and there's no outflows. And then finally, you know, maybe it is time, if you've been carrying around a lot of weight, anxiety, or depression, to talk to somebody about it. You know, could be a faith leader, could be a trusted family member, could be a school official, you know, could even be a therapist or a doctor who could point us in a better direction, sometimes to just validate what we're doing or not doing, not necessarily to give us a script of we got to change everything overnight.
What role does self-talk, the conversations we have in our head with ourselves, the things we say about ourselves, play in mental health?
Well, according to our doctors, it's a significant driver because our beliefs and our self-talk can turn into our actions and it can increase the stressors in our lives. And so, you know, one of the things we encourage at the foundation is folks to be kinder to yourselves so you can be kinder to others. And, you know, one of the ways of mindfulness practices that we see that can help is maybe you journal. You know, you just jot down, whether that's on your device or with a pen or pencil, and you just write down, you know, what's worrying you. And then, you know, you cross the line in your chart and say, you know, what's one thing that I could do to try to ease some of that tension, try to ease some of that stress? But yes, Amy, you're exactly right. If people feel bad about themselves or they feel down about themselves, there is no question they'll be worried about yesterday that put me in the predicament today. And they'll be anxious about whatever I think is the outlook for tomorrow. What that turns into, Amy, is people disengaging from regular, normal activity because we heal and thrive in community. And if we talk down about ourselves, we think other people see us the same way or worse. Now we don't want to go out the way we normally did. And so in isolation, it's that loneliness that is increasingly on the rise that's causing some of our stress and our mental health concerns.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We're talking with Raul Andrews Jr. about mental health. You know, Raul, one of the things that I had heard is young men in particular are starting to do these things where they're isolating themselves. They're getting into the video games, and they're basically just becoming hermits in their own house. And I'm talking about teenage boys into young 20s. And we seem to be losing them because they're drifting into this isolationism that they've put themselves into, and they don't really have a pathway to break out. If you have a young person, if either a friend of yours or one of your kids or a grandkid or a nephew or something, what's the best way that we could reach out to try to help them? If you see them going down a path and you go, man, I really want to help you get back, what can we do?
So the first thing we want to do is recognize that if we approach somebody in a defensive posture, they'll go further into whatever might be a concern to them. And so one of the things we employ, Mike, is what we call the notice, talk, act framework. We believe it is the stop, drop, and roll of mental health. And in our notice, talk framework, what we would say is, Mike, here's some things that I've noticed that are causing me concern about how I saw you the last couple weeks and so forth. And maybe there's nothing going on and it's just me, but you know, if you want to talk about anything, I want you to know that I'm here for you. The second thing is that we have gotten a federal grant, Mike. We're in year four now for our notice talk framework in schools, all K-12 schools in the United States, including the great state of Missouri. We can bring that training, notice talk act at school, to any K-12 school, doesn't matter, public, private, charter, to Missouri, no charge to the school, no charge to the faculty and staff, no charge to the families. I don't know why anybody wouldn't take that benefit. And then finally, you know, the other thing you can do, since people are online so much, as Amy mentioned, there's the 988 crisis helpline, and people can call, text, or chat 988 if they're in your listening audience right now and just want to talk to somebody or just want to chat with somebody, a real person, Mike, not a bot. So Nice. Let's start with Notice, Talk, Act, and then let's look at 988 if we need it.
Raul, it's been so great talking to you, and I know we've got more questions and would love to speak with you again. But before we let you go, what resources, if someone's listening and feels like they just need, maybe they need help or just some kind of guidance or know someone who needs some help or guidance, what resources does the American Psychiatric Association Foundation offer that maybe people can use?
So the first one, again, I want to reiterate that Notice Talk Act at School resource is free, and there's no catch. You can go to apaf.org to learn more, /schools, to learn more about that program. We also have a public service campaign. It is the only anti-stigma campaign, Amy, that doesn't use the word stigma. It's called mentalhealthcareworks.org, and it does a lot to help people understand conditions. Like, what is the difference between anxiety and depression, and how do I know one or the other? So that's mentalhealthcareworks.org. And then finally, please, if there's anybody in your circle of trust or in your network or your audience who really needs to reach out to somebody today, call or text 988.
Raul Andrews Jr., Executive Director of the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, joining us today. We really appreciate it, Raul, and look forward to talking with you again.
Well, Happy New Year to you, and thank you once again for being a partner in this journey to make sure we all understand there's no health without mental health.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Awesome.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.